Oh, man, we got a good Friday for you, a really good Friday show. Glad you are here with us. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. And I'm feeling bad about myself at the moment because I'm looking into a monitor that shows me next to Rose Sweet, our first guest. And I do not look good next to Rose Sweet. I am not holding up my end of that bargain. What happened to me? I got to get it together. I have to get my act together. Second hour, Trent Horn's going to be here. We're going to do a bonus open forum with you. So if you have open forum questions, second hour, Trent Horn. This hour, Rose Sweet. Rose, as you probably know, is kind of a extremely helpful person. I don't know why I said kind of a. She's an extremely helpful person on issues having to do with divorce, remarriage, annulments, all from a wholesome Catholic perspective. And she's also great at a whole bunch of other things, but you can find her at rosesweet.com or you can just listen for the next hour. You'll find her right here. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Cy.
I got hit by a truck or something next to you. Why? I wish they would take my face down from being next to you.
Lipstick.
Is that what? I have a feeling that's not going to help. I have a strong feeling that actually might not help me at all, Rose. Thanks for the suggestion, though. I appreciate it. I am kind of bored because of the COVID thing, but I'm not that bored.
Okay.
I'm not there yet. Today, often we talk about annulments with you. We sometimes talk about divorce with you. These are very difficult realities in the world today. They are, we don't pretend like they're not difficult realities in the Catholic world. We have a very strong Catholic teaching about marriage that comes directly from the lips of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we don't ever compromise on that because he didn't leave us room to compromise on that. Right. However, we know life is messy and there's all kinds of situations out there. And the church also has a loving and charitable response to all of that and helpful response. Today, we're going to talk about separation. So let me ask you this, Rose.
Yes.
Is it ever okay for a Catholic married couple to separate?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. What might be the circumstances?
Okay, well, we go right to canon law and church teaching that says if there is ever a situation where one spouse is seriously being injured or abused or harmed or otherwise shared life is intolerable. This is the language of canon law. It says the abusing spouse gives the other spouse the right to separate.
Oh. Okay.
To preserve sanity, to preserve health, and maybe even sometimes life. Now, the marriage bond is still in place.
Right.
And every effort must be made to reconcile. But the church doesn't say stay trapped in your miserable hellhole of a marriage.
Okay. So, sometimes this has happened. Just a guy I know. This is nobody. Okay. This is nobody in particular. This is just a guy I know, younger than me, say 20 years younger, or ago. But this is just a guy I know. This is not me. Sometimes become angry and withdraw from the marital friendship. You know, and is that okay? Like just getting mad and withdrawing like that? And this is not me.
Well, okay. See, all this stuff is so nuanced. We're all looking for an easy answer, but let's say that his wife just called him a lazy, fat slob, no good for nothing, just like your horrible father. And he got angry and withdrew.
Have
right?
you met my wife?
Oh, no, shut up.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he gets mad and he goes in the other room for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Is that a sin? Not necessarily so. He's processing.
I see. Yeah.
But if he nurses it into bitterness,
right,
and he gives her this, and he comes back and attacks her, gives her the silent treatment, then he's in sin.
I gotcha. Okay. So it sounds like, I mean, one of them, which I suppose a mature person, any mature person might at some point need, no matter how mature you are, at some point, I need to get my head together. I need to get a breath in here. I need to interrupt my upset, my anger, my worry, whatever is going on, and I'll come back to this and I'll come back to you. Give me a break. But are there relationships that need that on a longer term period? Like, you know, would that be okay to say we need to live in separate places for a period of time?
Okay, well, let's go back, because the answer isn't that easy.
Okay.
Okay, even Jesus had it up to here some days, and he got away. He didn't even take any of his friends with him. He went by himself to go breathe and be with the Father and decompress or whatever, and to be filled again with love and peace and serenity, right? So yeah. We know that getting away from somebody in a relationship isn't necessarily sinful, but it's why you're doing it and how you're doing it. Just like any other thing that the church teaches about what makes something a sin. So if you have to get away from somebody, start with the 5 minutes. Go in the other room. Take a walk, right? The small separations are not only permitted, they're necessary sometimes. And I'm going to admit this. My husband isn't listening. I think he's in his office. But sometimes he can't stand to hear me talk anymore. Now, don't say anything. And I have to shut up. I see your face.
I'm sorry.
But here, shut up. So what I've learned to do out of love for him is realize, Rose, shut up and walk away. He needs some space and quiet right now.
Yeah.
So I actually separate for him out of love. He needs that. And I no longer take it personally, because I understand that separating and having healthy boundaries and giving people room is loving.
But okay, so it sounds to me like the idea of separation, there's these little separations that we might need from time to time, but there might be longer separations, but all of it falls under the why are you doing this? What is the end that's to be achieved here?
Why and how?
Okay.
Because maybe I have just cause to separate, but I get myself all snotty and throw some zingers out the door as I go.
Oh yeah.
So that's sin right there. You know, these are things we don't think about too deeply. We just want to know, is it a sin or is it not? Just give me the bottom line,
right.
Father.
Yeah.
You know. Well, we're not kids anymore. We have to start using our heads so we can get the Catholic answers.
Yeah. Rose Sweet is our guest. You can find her at rosesweet.com. Our number is 888-318-7884. Today we're talking about separation. You've heard us talk with Rose many times about annulment, about divorce. Today the question focuses on separation. If you have questions from a Catholic perspective, we'll be happy to give you the answer. You don't have to be Catholic to call. Anybody can call. But we're talking about separation within marriage. 888-318-7884. 888-318-7884. In the olden days, I remember, it probably still happens, I just don't know about it, but there were people who were married, raised kids together, had a lovely life together. I'm talking about like in the medieval times. And then they would separate because they went to live in a monastery. Like the wife became a nun and the husband became a monk, and that's what they wanted to do with their final days. Is that really okay?
Well, what do you think?
I would not like my wife to do that. Like, unless I was fully on board, unless I had gotten to the point where, yeah, I want to be a monk. I don't want to be like the one that's like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll be a monk. You know, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do. And that's good that you said that, because first of all, our primary call, if we're in marriage, is marriage.
Okay.
And if both people understand the reason for this and agree to it, you know, it could be fine. But it could also be somebody escaping into religion or community living or the isolation or something else that they desire more than staying in the marriage.
Right.
So here's what I've learned working with separated and divorced people. We can't come up with a blanket answer for everything. Each person is unique, and therefore each marriage is unique. And we could have 10 different scenarios of people who want to go off to a monastery, and some could be fine. Some could be in the middle, and some could be really sinful.
I see. Yeah. Because there is the spouse sometimes who, like you said, escapes into religion, and that can be mean too. Like even the spouse who's always helping out at the parish and always, like, you know, being at the prayer group, but they've essentially abandoned their spouse for religion. I think we all know somebody like that.
That's exactly right, because it's easier to work at church where everybody likes you and you get lots of feel goods from everybody and you feel, useful. And you go back home to a difficult spouse who's struggling and it's taking their anger out on you. But that is precisely where deeper levels of holiness comes, of going to that marriage and learning to love, even if you struggle with like, but learning to love the difficult spouse and being faithful to the vows. That's what grace is for, and grace makes it possible.
I see. All right. Rose Sweet, our guest, we're talking about separation. I do want to, folks are calling and I want to get to the calls when we come back. I'll do that. But I also want to ask you just to give me, when we come back, a basic kind of, maybe if you could just list some of the good reasons that people might separate and some of the bad reasons why someone might separate for me.
Well, remember that when my husband took my sandwich and we talked about
it? I will never
that,
forget it, Rose. I believe we have talked about that sandwich every time you have been on this program since then. Yes, I know. As a matter of fact, when I see your husband, the first thing I think is he stole a sandwich. That guy stole a sandwich. So I'm going to take the break and we'll come back and talk about what a horrible person Bob is because he stole your sandwich right after this.
Your questions, Catholic answers, live.
How can a human woman be God's mother? Where in the Bible does it say that Mary was sinless and a perpetual virgin? What can I do to build and deepen my relationship with Mary as my spiritual mother in heaven? In 20 Answers Mary, you'll find biblical evidence for Marian doctrine and devotion, answers to common objections to Catholic teachings about Mary, and guidance on how to imitate Christ as you get to know the Blessed Mother like you've never known her before. 20 Answers Mary is part of the 20 Answers series from Catholic Answers, offering hard facts, powerful arguments, and clear explanations of the most important topics facing the Church and the world, all in a compact, easy-to-read package. Visit shop.catholic.com today and take a look at this exciting new series from Catholic Answers Press.
Did you know you can access Catholic Answers Live right from your phone or other mobile device? Download the Catholic Answers Live app today. The Catholic Answers Live app, available now on iOS and Android.
Every Catholic has heard the challenge. How can you believe that? Don't you know the Bible says? It's a challenge we have to meet. If we can't reconcile apparent contradictions between Scripture and Catholic teaching, how can our faith survive? And if we can't answer our Protestant brothers and sisters, how will they ever come to embrace the fullness of the faith? In Meeting the Protestant Challenge, apologist Carlo Broussard gives you the knowledge and tools you need to answer 50 of the most common Bible-based objections to Catholicism. Be prepared to give an answer. Order your copy of Meeting the Protestant Challenge today by calling 844-239-4952, visiting shop.catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Catholic author and speaker Rose Sweet is our guest this hour, and she has a piece at her blog. You can always find whatever Rose is working on at rosesweet.com. You spell it just like it sounds, rosesweet.com. And she has a piece up there called Is It Okay to Separate? And so we're taking that as our topic this hour. Is it okay to separate? Just two things before I go to callers. And I'm going to go to your callers. Don't worry. 888-318-7884, the number if you want to get in line to talk with Rose. 888-318-7884. But I have two questions. I want to finish the question that I left with about are there good, can you kind of list qualities of good separation and bad separation?
Let me just give you an example. A gal called me in great distress. She has two children. They've had some difficulties, and she just felt like she couldn't take it anymore, and she was seriously thinking about divorce. And I said, well, hang on, tell me what's going on. Bottom line is, she just felt smothered. She had no place for her own in the house. I told her to take her two children that had their own separate bedrooms, put them in one bedroom, make one bedroom for her own little she shed, whatever.
Yeah.
And she was, well, I can do that? I go, yes, your kids don't need a special bedroom by themselves. She was so happy. And here she was so blocked, she was actually thinking divorce might be the answer.
Yeah. She just needed some space.
Everybody, she needed some space.
Yeah, yeah. She needed a spot of her own where nobody could get at her and bother her.
Right. And so sometimes we forget, we have trouble differentiating between what selfishness is and what healthiness is.
You know, my wife needed some space like that. And so she set up a room for me and then took the rest of the house. So
That's what I did with Bob.
Me and Bob. I never stole anybody's sandwich, though. All right. Well, let me ask you this, because people, I mean, we always say, and I know this is your priority as well, nothing that we teach, we try not to share anything or give any answers that don't come out of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. So if I turn to the Catechism, what does it say about this idea of, is it okay to separate?
Okay. So it's in my blog, and it's Catechism 2370, 2308, 2383, 1649. And if you want canon law, it's 1151 through 1155. And again, that'll be on that blog. But this is not my opinion. This is the teachings of the church, as you said at the top of the show, that we get from Jesus Christ. And I'm not going to argue with the Catholic Church. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, right. And Jesus was, he's very clear on a few things, and marriage is one of the things he's just extremely clear about.
Right, right.
Let's go to Louise in Kentucky. Louise, you are next. Your question for Rose Sweet.
Hi, Rose. My question for you is, I have a son who is a practicing Catholic, and he has three children that go to Catholic grade schools, except for the smaller one, he's only one. And he has been married for about, I don't know, 6-7 years, but he's been with the girl for years. And she is very emotionally, mentally, physically, verbally, and she's a drug user. And she takes off, doesn't come back for a day or two. She just abandons them. And she's been like this for years. And he's getting ready to file for a divorce. So I was wondering how you thought about all that.
Louise, that's a sad question that you have. But again, it's not what I think. It's what the church teaches. And I know it's common sense. Obviously, there are big problems, and that when you say that they were there for years, that's an indication that they may have been there when they got married. But before anybody separates or files for divorce, they really have an obligation to the spouse and to the marriage and to the kids to go get counseling, to get help, professional help, try to get her in a rehab or whatever it takes, because it's just too easy to separate. And I say this in my blog. It's too easy to separate from the pain and then never go back. And the church is very clear, separation should be for the purpose of catching your breath and saving the marriage, if at all possible. Does that make sense? He needs to go get some help. Yeah.
She does, and she won't do it. He can't force her. And I'm telling you, I'm just learning how to pray for it right now, because it's very emotional, and it's not right, because the two older ones are just learning her ways, and she lies constantly, you know, just to not be accountable for anything.
Okay, well, you're right, Louise, when drugs are involved, it's more urgent. So, yes, he, in addition to talking to the lawyer, he please should talk to his priest, a good spiritual director, and for sure a Catholic therapist. But I will keep them in prayer.
Louise, thank you very much. We're talking about separation today. Is it ever okay for Catholics to separate? Under what circumstances might it be okay for Catholics to separate within marriage? 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. One of the things people don't... I just don't think our society is set up to celebrate the marriage that recovered. We're all about the romance at the beginning, you know, and all these rom-coms and all that. But so many marriages recover. I mean, I'm in that. I'm in a marriage that recovered from really bad years. And I feel so happy about that. And I want people to know marriages recover.
Well, and that's beautiful. Let me add to that. What happens when people go through that hell and decide to stay with each other and come out recovered? There is a deeper appreciation for the other who did not abandon them, a
yes.
deeper love and a deeper trust, much deeper, right?
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah,
it's richer.
You're
it's
in a different place. You're just in a different place than you ever were before.
And you, at some level, you know, hey, that person didn't bail on me. Then I'm pretty sure they will never bail on me. And that it makes you relax.
Yes, yeah, that's right. There's a whole, I suppose every marriage that lasts, maybe this is not the case. I mean, I suppose there are people, you know more about this than I do, Rose. Maybe there are people who just, from the day they're married, they're just happy together for 60 years and then they go off and meet Jesus and they're happy forever. I don't like those people, but maybe those people exist out there. But it seems like for most normal, I don't want to say normal, but the typical
most.
Thing is that you go through stuff, you got to recover from that stuff, and that stuff is the good stuff. It turns out that's not the worst thing. The worst thing would have been you leaving one another.
And those things stretch you. They make you love more deeply. They help you detach from your own will. It's nothing but good. And this is the promise of our Catholic faith, is from everything that's difficult and painful and even sinful, God can redeem it and bring something better out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. 888-318-7884. Before I go to Jordan here, calling here in San Diego, I do a question from Facebook, from Bella on Facebook. Is Rose Suite available for private advice?
Oh, yes, I am.
Especially for Bob.
Now, come on.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Don't email this show to him afterward, whatever. Okay. Yes, I am available. I do private counseling. I do life coaching. I do private retreats. So go to my website, rosesuite.com, and all the info is there. I'd love to help you out.
Rosesuite.com. But what's happening with your speaking? I'm just curious right now. I know.
It's dead.
Is it?
I got so many canceled events, but they're trying to reschedule them in the fall. So I'm hoping.
Yeah.
We're doing a lot of online things. We're doing a big first ever Theology of the Body virtual conference in May 8th through 10th. And you can Google that. Lots of wonderful Theology of the Body speakers, all virtual.
Oh, how cool. Now, how would I Google that? Like, what would I put? Is there just do Theology of the Body online? Or
yeah, just Theology of the Body virtual conference. I don't have the link information.
No, that's okay. And it's coming up in May, so you'll know which one it is. Okay, that's very cool.
Yeah,
that's very
lots of great speakers. And we're all recording short 15 to 20 minute talks on all kinds of topics so that you can pick and choose whatever you want.
Jordan here in San Diego is listening on 93.7 FM. Jordan, you there with us?
Yes, yes.
Go ahead, Jordan. Your question.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me on the show. So,
we're happy to have you, Jordan.
I guess my question was, I was in the Marine Corps. I'm 24, turning 25 now. I'm out now. I got married real young, like right off the rip, and it just didn't work out. There was a lot of issues at the time. I wasn't as devoted to God as I am now, and neither was she. We believed in God, but it just didn't work out. And I'm curious as to, because I still feel, at first I went through resentment and anger, and now I've come to really respect her now as another creation of God, and I still feel like this deep sense of love. And it's, what are my prospects at? I mean, is it possible for me to get another partner in the future, or, you know, like, how do I go about dealing with relationships going forward?
Okay, Jordan.
Jordan, are you still married to her, or did you divorce?
No, we are. We didn't make it through. We ended up getting divorced when I was 21. So
you were just married like a year or two?
Yeah, it was close to 3 years.
Okay, 3 years. And were you married? Are you baptized Catholics, married in the church?
No, I am not. I'm not. I'm kind of non-denominational, I guess. I'm still searching and seeking and trying to figure that out.
Okay, let me back off and then just do some general input for you that might be helpful.
Rose, what's going to happen as you get this information? There is going to be a hard break in about 20 seconds. So,
okay.
Jordan, can you hang on through the break? Jordan?
Sure, yes. That would be no problem.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. So can you hang on, Rose? You're not going anywhere?
I can hang on.
You'll
I'm not
stay
going
there?
Anywhere.
All right.
I'm going to talk to Bob right now.
Yep. All right. Rose Sweet is our guest. You can find out. Going to talk to Bob. Check it on your sandwich. Rose Sweet is our guest. You can find her at rosesweet.com. We're talking about, from the Catholic perspective, is it ever okay for a married couple to separate? And what would that look like? What would be the parameters of an okay separation if it were to happen? 888-318-7884, our number, 888-318-7884.
This is Bishop Robert Barron. You're listening to Catholic Answers Live.
Many Catholics ignore the Bible. They say they have the Church instead. But we should embrace sacred Scripture, not just as the revealed Word of God, but as a Catholic work, intimately connected with the Church from the earliest centuries. In The Bible is a Catholic Book, apologist Jimmy Akin shows how the Bible cannot exist apart from the Church, in its origins, in the truths it contains, in its careful preservation over the centuries. Scripture is inseparable from the Catholic faith. This is fitting, since both come from God for our salvation. If you're a Catholic who sometimes gets intimidated by the Bible is a Catholic Book will help you better understand and take pride in this gift that God gave the world through the Church. After all, Catholics are the original Bible Christians. Order your copy of The Bible is a Catholic Book today by calling 1-844-239-4952, visiting shop.catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
What is the Catholic form of marriage and why is it important? What factors may invalidate a marriage? What about the so-called exception clause for divorce in cases of adultery? In 20 Answers, Divorce and Remarriage, you'll find smart, solid answers to these questions and many more, helping you understand Church teaching on the indissolubility of marriage while examining the pastoral and canonical realities for Catholics who wish to join together in marriage. 20 Answers Divorce and Remarriage is part of the 20 Answers series from Catholic Answers, offering hard facts, powerful arguments, and clear explanations of the most important topics facing the Church and the world, all in a compact, easy-to-read package. Visit shop.catholic.com today and take a look at this exciting new series from Catholic Answers Press.
We want to hear your stories and experiences about rescuing an animal.
That's coming up Monday on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Now back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back. Rose Sweet is our guest this hour. You can find her at rosesweet.com. Usually Rose is on. We talk about annulment or divorce or that kind of thing. Sometimes about happiness because she has some books about being happy. But this time we're talking about separation, that strange state that we can sometimes find ourselves in of estrangement from a spouse. We're not divorcing. We're not intending divorce. We're not sure what's happening. We're separated. Is that ever all right? We left Jordan on the line. Jordan is in his early 20s, was married, if I got the story right, at 18, divorced at 21, and not sure about what his prospects are going forward. Did I get about that right, Jordan?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Okay. Rose, you...
Okay, Jordan, we can't spend too much time, unfortunately, but let me just tell you generally, you bonded deeply with this young woman. You were young, you were intimate, and you entered into something that you thought was very profound and would be permanent. Therefore, there are bonds there still, even though you've separated. And so for you to acknowledge that is good, that you love and care for her. And if possible, if she's the type of woman that is ready for marriage or mature or you've matured, you could reinvestigate, go back and see what's going on with her, stay in touch. But at your age and at my age, this is my advice. I got sons your age. Don't be in a rush to get married. find out who you are more deeply as a man and what God wants from you, and prepare, spend these years preparing yourself to be the husband that every woman dreams of. And you will then attract a more mature woman and a woman who will love you for your own sake. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does.
I know it's going to be lonely, but it's a cross, but that's what Jesus carried for us, and you can carry your cross too. I'll keep you in prayer, and call me anytime if you need help.
And Jordan, I would also, I'll just give you the website again, Rose's website, rosesweet.com, because there's just a lot of wonderful material there, and Rose is a person worth staying in contact with. The lines are filling up, however, so I'm going to continue to move. I hope that it's, that's helpful for you, Jordan. We're talking about separation today with Rose Sweet. Our number, 888-318-7884. Up next is an anonymous caller. Anonymous, are you there with us?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, Anonymous. Your question for Rose.
All right. So, my parents, my dad, sorry, one sec. My dad is a sex addict, and my mom stayed with him, and they've had, you know, six beautiful children. They have separated in the past, but until recently, until my mom found out that my dad was trying to come after me, she decided to file for divorce. And I just wanted to ask, you know, after separation, when should people know whether there should be an annulment or not? My mom had already gotten, she's gotten an annulment, but I just wanted to know, after separation, after trying for 17, almost 20 years, when should people know maybe this isn't going to work, maybe for the safety of my children, should I divorce? How much should people jeopardize? That's what I've always questioned.
From your own experience?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the question. Rose?
I'm so sorry that you had to go through that. It sounds really painful. And you sound very wise beyond your years. Your mom probably sounds like, first of all, I don't have enough information from your whole story, all your dad's story, your mom's story, your story. But in general, it sounds like she did the best she could. And she went to the church, and the church said, God love you. You and your husband did the best you could, and you love your kids, but something was missing. On the very day that you said I do, that you couldn't quite get to a real marriage the way the church understands. So that's basically what annulment is. And every case is different. Every couple, every marriage, every family is different. And when they file or if they file is going to be different for every family. It sounds like, from what you told me, your mom did the best she could. She tried a million times. She went and got the help of the church. And it sounds like, and you still feel that both your mom and dad love you, do you? Do you feel that your mom and dad still are there for you and love you?
My dad, not so much. But my mom has been raising all of us right now.
Wow.
Well, you thank God for your mom. And I will thank God for your mom, and you thank God for your dad too, and you keep praying for him, because our Lord is still in the business of miracles and healing, and you never know what God can do. So don't give up hope, honey.
You sound like such a brave person.
All right, thank you.
Anonymous caller, thank you very much. I really appreciate your honesty and your willingness to call. And I hope that you'll call us again as more questions come up. We try to have Rose on, I don't know. How often do we have you on, Rose? Not as much as I'd like. Let's say it. Not as much as I'd like. And thank you, Anonymous. I hope that was helpful to you. We'll go now to Richard in Sparks, Nevada, listening on the EWTN app. Richard, your question for Rose.
Oh, yes. Thank you for taking my call. I love the show.
Thank you.
My ex-wife, we've been separated for about 8 years. We did get married in a wedding chapel. We have three kids. We both aren't really dating, aren't planning on getting married. One, can we stay that way for the rest of our lives? You know, kind of still married in the eyes of God, but not civilly. And then if we decide through certain circumstances, if we were to maybe get back together, do we have to file civilly again or just stay married in the eyes of God?
Well, there's a lot of hope in that question. So the church teaches that when a couple, and all marriages are presumed to be valid unless proven otherwise. So the church presumes that your marriage, even in the wedding chapel, was valid unless one of you was a baptized Catholic. So anyway, yes, you can still be married in the eyes of the church, in the eyes of God, and live separate lives for the appropriate reason. Sometimes somebody has health issues or mental health issues, or there's lots of things that we've been talking about. But if there's a chance of reconciliation, you trust God, you give it time, you get professional help, you pray, you work on yourself, and you have hope. That would be wonderful if the two of you could eventually come back together in a healthy way. That'd be wonderful for the kids. But in the meantime, yes, it is not sinful in some cases that you're still living apart, because there may be a circumstance where that is what is necessary. Does that make sense? Since I don't have all the details of your particular situation.
Yeah, it does. The reason why I'm bringing coming back together, just because I'm going through my own health issues and she's been there for me, but there's just nothing romantic really between us right now. But since we've spent, 25 years with each other, we're still there for each other.
Wow.
Okay, hang on. Ask me how many times I feel romantic toward my husband. and I know we laugh at that, but here's the thing. Feeling romantic isn't the basis of marriage. Marriage is, and this is the church teaching, you promise to be there for that person until death, for their better good, for their greater good, and you promise to make sacrifices appropriately as needed. You promise to be open to children, and you promise to be faithful to that person. Sometimes you live together, sometimes you can live apart and still be faithful to your vows. So the fact that you don't feel romantic or you're not having marital relations still means that you can love each other and honor your marriage vows. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It was actually a point of view I didn't even think,
That's the thing. I think sometimes, Richard and Rose, that our society has a very romantic view of nature and of marriage, and, mm-hmm. and doesn't understand what marriage really is. It affects all of us. We all get trapped into this idea that it's this movie thing instead of what it really is. And that maybe makes us a little bit less tough in our marriage.
We don't have to have sex. We don't have to feel romantic. We don't have to go on vacations. We don't have to have any of that to have marriage. Marriage is about authentic love, and Jesus shows us how to do that. A love that's freely given, that's full, that's faithful, and that's fruitful. It's open to life and grace and the movement of the Spirit. So love that woman the best way that you can. And call me if you ever have other questions.
Okay, Richard?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
Oh, God bless you, brother. What a wonderful call. I mean, it's hard to imagine an act of love greater than taking care of someone who is your supposed ex-spouse while they're sick. That seems to me like the definition of love right there.
It is.
Richard, thank you. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more. There are more calls, but we could probably, if one or two more dialed, we could probably get you in with Rose before the top of the hour. 888-318-7884. We've still got that 20 Answers prayer book for free. If you want a 20 Answers on Prayer from two of the finest priests you will ever meet, Father Sebastian Walsh and Father Hugh Barber, just sharing with you what the church teaches about prayer, what is prayer, how to pray. My favorite question in the whole book was, what is a blessing? I had never heard someone answer the question, what is a blessing, from the Catholic perspective before. You'll love this book, and it's free. Just go over to shop.catholic.com and download your free copy of 20 Answers Prayer. As long as you get the ebook edition, you don't pay anything. Shop.catholic.com, 20 Answers Prayer, free ebook right now.
Hang on. We'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects home buyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
St. John Paul II stated that, for the disciple of Christ, evangelization is a duty, an obligation of love. And the Catechism of the Catholic Church states that evangelization is necessary for salvation.
So we know we're called, but how do we do it?
St. Paul Street Evangelization can help. To learn more, contact us at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Patrick. Join me, Dr. Matthew Bunsen, and Father Thomas Petrie for The Church Alive.
It's not a happy time at the moment in Washington for the people who go to the basilica.
Father, you mentioned a forensic investigation. Define forensic in this context.
I think it simply means they're going to be looking if there's any victims who have not come forward, if there's any substance to the allegations.
In other words, we're really digging down into what could be the allegations.
Yes. The Church Alive, tomorrow, 7 a.m. and 1 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Rose Sweet, our guest, and you can find out all about Rose, about her books, about her speaking engagements, which are continuing in a virtual way. In May, she'll be speaking at a virtual conference or an online conference on the theology of the body. If you don't know about the theology of the body, and hey, you know what? Maybe you got a little time right now. I'd say check it out, because there are few things in this world that have the power to transform a life than understanding what the Church teaches about the human body. And it's so beautifully nowadays called the Theology of the Body, after the work of our great Pope, Pope John Paul II. But it goes right back to Jesus. It goes right back to Moses. It goes back to Genesis. It's the truth about what the human body is. Amongst all that is the sexual nature of the human body, but it goes even well beyond all of that. So check out Rose and all her stuff at rosesweet.com. We're going now to Marilyn in Iowa. Marilyn, your question for Rose.
Okay. My husband and I are in the midst of a divorce. I don't want the divorce, and he wants the divorce, but we've had a very tumultuous relationship because we've been married for 5 years. It's not either one of our first marriages. And the first week that we were married, I had met my ex-husband in a public place to talk about my daughter, and he feels my current husband feels like I betrayed him. And he even went as far as put me on a lie detector test to make sure that I didn't do anything relationally with the man, and I didn't, and I passed it. But he's never gotten over it. He thinks that he cannot trust me.
Yeah.
And we've had other problems along with that, but usually it's me. He doesn't take any responsibility for anything, but it's always me. And I will say the one thing I did do, because of he was so verbally abusive and saying nasty, horrible things to me about my ex-husband, I did pick up the drug habit, and I wish I wouldn't have. But I don't know. I didn't know how to handle the situation because I.
Yep. Marilyn, I just want to let you know, it's just a little bit hard to hear you, but I want to repeat what you said back to you. You can, and then you can ask Rose the question that you wanted to ask her. But you and your husband both on second marriages. He's verbally abusive to you and doesn't trust you and believes you cheated on him and that kind of thing. And you have picked up a drug habit in the meantime, and now the two of you are on the verge of divorce, all of which we recognize that as the messiness of human life, but you have a question for Rose. What's the question you want to ask Rose?
I don't know if there's any hope for us because I am leaving the state right now. I'm driving I'm on I-35. I just don't know if there's any hope for us. I mean,
okay, let's let Rose just jump in right there. What are the hope or prospects for hope?
I'm so sorry that you're going through this. First of all, there may not be hope for this marriage to be saved. That's the reality. But there may be. That's the reality too. I don't know, and I know you don't know. It doesn't look good because of such hard problems in such a short time, but never give up hope. But your focus should be right now on you. Get yourself to safety, get yourself to calm, get yourself to stability with a friend, a sibling, a coworker, whoever. You go stay with somebody, whatever you're going to do, get some help, get professional help. This is just like if you found out that you had COVID-19. You would immediately go to the doctor, get some meds. You would change your life to immediately address the very threatening situation. Now, are you going to be able to go back to life as it was before? You don't know, but right now your focus is on you. Get yourself stable, because you can't make a good decision about your marriage until you're stabilized. So I'm praying for you. Get on your knees and ask our Lord for His grace, for His love, for His help. He'll send it to you.
Okay, Marilyn?
All right. Thank you very much.
God bless you, sister. Thank you so much for the call. And I know when Rose says she'll pray for you, she'll pray for you. But I can also tell you, we got lots of people around the world praying for you at this very moment. I want to get everybody on that I can with Rose. We're talking about separation today from a Catholic perspective. Is it okay to separate in marriage? And what would be the circumstances when it might be okay to separate? You're welcome to call with your questions, 888-318-7884. I'm going to go now to Joseph in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Joseph, your question for Rose.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for taking my call. My question is, I mean, I already went through the separation process, and unfortunately, we weren't able to resolve the marriage. We were married for like 12 years, and now we've been divorced now for about over 10 years now. She has now since remarried, and now I am currently in a relationship with a very beautiful woman, I guess God has really blessed me with her. She's a very strong Catholic. And then we're in this dilemma right now where we can't enjoy the sacraments of marriage through the church. So what validates an annulment? I want to go through the process because I want us both to share, in that sacrament. And at this, unfortunately, I was not able to resolve my first marriage, and now we're kind of like in limbo.
So you'd like some explanation or justification for the idea of annulment?
What validates an annulment?
Okay, fair enough. Rose, what validates an annulment?
Okay, Joseph, first of all, I just want to say good for you that you love this woman enough that you are willing to take the high path so that you can receive Jesus in the sacraments. Awesome. I run into a lot of men who are looking to a new marriage who won't go that route, who won't look at it. And that just shows me they don't love this woman. Okay, so I don't have the time to get into your particular situation, but this is what I do all day long, is help people with annulment. And I listen to your story. I ask you questions. I find out about your background. And then I show you where it's probable that you may have had grounds for annulment or not. Horrible childhoods, hasty marriages, early sex, addictions, alcohol, drugs, lying, cheating, overattachment to a mother or father. There's so many things that can indicate a brokenness when the couple was standing at the altar. And that brokenness exists with good hopes and dreams. So there's the couple always wants something good, but there might be something like a hidden cancer cell that takes 10 years to grow, and then it explodes. So please contact me after the show, and I want to help you with your situation and help you understand about annulment.
Can you give us just a general, Rose, a sense of, I guess many people think annulment is just like permission to divorce. So what if I were to say to you, I'm not comfortable just getting permission from the church to divorce.
No, the church believes that there is no such thing as divorce. When there's a valid marriage bond, and we assume all marriages is valid until proven otherwise, you don't get divorced. You can separate and live in two different houses, but you're still married in the eyes of God and the church. But there also may be a case that when you stood at the altar and tried marriage, attempted to enter into marriage, something was so broken, so defective in your consent. For instance, a lot of men that I know that have talked to me believed that they could have an affair on the side. They believed they could have a girlfriend because their dad did and their uncle did.
Oh.
And they don't believe in fidelity in that way. And I had a man just tell me last week, I knew the church taught that I couldn't have a girlfriend, but that's what we do. So I love my wife and we're going to have kids and I'm going to take good care of her, but I also want my girlfriend. So that relationship is not marriage. They're sharing a house, they're sharing a bed, they're sharing bills, but because he will not give himself totally and faithfully to her, it now is not marriage. Does that make sense?
It does, indeed. It does. Does that caller, Joseph? Does all of that help you have a perspective on it?
A lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. See, I went to the diocese. I got the packet, and I look at the packet, and I'm very overwhelmed because I don't even know where to begin with it.
Ah, yeah, I understand.
I know in my heart, and between me and the person I'm with now, we want the marriage really, really bad. We don't want to live, outside of the marriage. We want to do everything. We want to share all the sacraments together.
Okay, that's true love. And you know what? And I really, really want to help you guys. So you call me, Joseph. I'm serious.
How's he going to call you?
Go to my website, rosesweet.com.
Okay, all right. That seemed like an empty offer there because it didn't come with a phone number.
Oh, God.
Okay, so...
Use the contact form.
Okay, use the contact form over at Rose Sweet.
No, Joseph.
Go ahead, Rose.
I just love that Joseph wants to take the high path. This is
right.
This is very rare these days, and I want to help somebody like that.
All right, Joseph, head over to rosesweet.com, and there's a contact place where you can get in touch with Rose, and Rose wants to help you out with that. The packet that he mentioned getting that packet, for many people, I mean, in some ways, like you and I, Rose, we swim in these waters all the time. We're in we understand the Catholic Church as an institution to a certain degree just because we've built everything around it. Sometimes you get that packet, what am I supposed to do with this? What does all this mean?
This really makes me mad. It turns people off. Here, fill this out. That's like going to court and saying, I'd like to file a lawsuit. And you don't get a lawyer. You don't get any help. You just say, here, show up at 10 o'clock and present your case. You're going to lose. You don't know the law. You don't know what's going on. So if you
Or you're
just
going to give up on the church. You're going to say,
yes.
I quit. I don't know what these people are doing.
If you get handed a packet and nobody explains it to you, you email me and contact you, and I'll tell you how to navigate through that.
All right. Rose Sweet is our guest this hour. You can find Rose at rosesweet.com. We're talking about her piece that she wrote for her own blog over at rosesweet.com about separation. So give us the brief answer, Rose, to the question that you posed. I didn't pose it. You posed it. Is it ever okay within Catholic marriage to separate?
Yes, only as a last resort and only with the intention to heal the brokenness and come back and reconcile, which may or may not be possible.
But have you ever seen evidence of it? Have you ever seen somebody who was like, yeah, we did separate. We worked on our stuff. We got back together and it worked.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, all
lots
right.
of people. Lots of people.
Rose, thanks very much. I'm sorry. You're always nice enough to come into the studio, but you didn't today because, everybody knows why you didn't come in, because we're not supposed to go places. But thanks for being here with us via Skype connection. I really appreciate it, Rose.
Let's do it again.
Oh, yes, please. Rose Sweet, you can find her at rosesweet.com. Up next, Trent Horn, who I can already see is here in the studio, and I'm already starting to put my feet up and take it easy, because when Trent's here, I don't have to work at all. So I get to go head into the weekend on the easy road with Trent Horn. It's open forum with Trent, so if you've got a question, you want to get in the line, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. 318-7884. And one more time, if you want to get in touch with Rose or review her materials, head over to rosesuite.com. Right back with Open Forum, Trent Horn, after this.